Welcome to today's podcast, where we delve into the paper titled Condition-Aware Neural Network for Controlled Image Generation. This paper introduces a novel approach to image generation by manipulating neural network weights based on given conditions, such as class labels or other descriptive attributes. The authors present the Condition-Aware Neural Network, CAN, which dynamically modifies the weights of a neural network to control the image generation process. This is achieved by incorporating a weight generation module that produces conditional weights for convolution and linear layers within the network. The key idea is to allow the network to adapt its behavior based on specific conditions, thereby enhancing the controllability and efficiency of image generation. The paper outlines the methodology used to implement CAN. It involves the integration of a condition-aware weight generation module into existing neural network architectures. The authors demonstrate the application of CAN to diffusion transformer models, which are a type of generative model that has shown promising results in image synthesis. In their experiments, the authors evaluate CAN on two representative diffusion models, diffusion transformers and UVT models. They conduct ablation studies to determine the most effective way to apply CAN within these models. The results show that making certain modules condition-aware, such as the patch embedding layer, the depthwise convolution in the middle of feedforward networks, and the output projection layers in self-attention significantly improves performance. The paper also compares CAN with other conditional control methods, such as adaptive normalization and attention mechanisms. The findings suggest that CAN can work effectively without these additional control methods, and that including both class label and time step information in the condition embedding yields the best results. In terms of practical implementation, the authors address the challenge of efficiently running condition-aware layers with different weights for each sample. They propose a solution that involves kernel fusion and batch-to-channel transformations to prevent the functional overhead associated with separate kernel calls for each condition. The experiments conducted in the paper demonstrate that CAN consistently outperforms baseline models on image generation tasks. For instance, on ImageNet 256 by 256, CAN combined with efficient VT achieves a lower Fréchet inception distance, VD, and a higher clip score than the baseline models, indicating better image quality and alignment with textual descriptions. Additionally, CAN achieves significant improvements in D and clip scores on COCO 256 by 256 for text-to-image generation tasks. The paper concludes with a discussion on the broader implications of CAN. It is positioned as a new type of dynamic neural network that adds conditional control to generative models. The authors highlight the potential of CAN to improve the efficiency of controlled generative models, making them more suitable for deployment on edge devices with limited computational resources. In summary, the condition-aware neural network proposed in this paper offers a new paradigm for controlled image generation, with promising results in terms of image quality, efficiency, and controllability. The paper provides a comprehensive analysis of the method's effectiveness and its potential applications in various image synthesis tasks. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. We hope this summary has provided you with valuable insights into the latest advancements in controlled image generation.